Blog Talk Radio.
What have the dollar you murder for? Is that the one fighting for your soul? Or your brother's the one that you're running from? But if you got money, forget it, I want some.
B.I.G. Oh God. Whoa. Okay, ain't nobody fucking with my click, 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 click. Ain't nobody fresher than my mom, mom. Click, 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 click. As I look around, they don't do it like my click, 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 click. And all these bad, bad men, they want the, they want the. Tell a bad bitch, do whatever I say. My block behind me like I'm coming out the driveway. It's grind day from Friday to next Friday. I've been up straight for 9 days, I need a spa day. Yep. She try and give me that Wu-Tang, I might let my crew bang. My crew deeper than Wu-Tang, I'm rolling with her. Girl, you know my crew name, you know 2 Chainz. I'm pulling up in that Bruce Wayne, but I'm the feeling. Man, they kneeling when I'm walking in the building. Freaky women, I be feeling. From the bank accounts, I'm feeling. What a feeling. No, nah, man, they gotta feel. Young player from the D that's killing everything that he see for the go. Click, 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 God. Click, click.
Don't go to bed with no price on your head. No, no.
Don't do it.
Don't do it. Don't do the crime if you can't do the time. Yeah.
Hosting the Grudge Inc. talk show, bringing you all grudge racers in the North Central region, Chicago, Ohio, Detroit, Iowa. Let's get at it.
Grudge fans, grudge fans, grudge fans, grudge fans. This is going to be one quick show, one quick show. I'm heading out to Georgia, on my way back to Georgia, and I was... Right, really wasn't going to do the show today because I know I'm going to be on the road, but that will be suicide for not to do the show after what we experienced last Saturday. So let's get this kicked off. Let's get this kicked off. I want to, first of all, thank God for a safe race last week. I want to thank my headliners for coming, which was with Mark 901 Bad Boys for showing up. I want to thank all the Midwest guys. I'm not going to name names because every time I name names and I forget a name, I get a call saying, why didn't you mention my name? So I'm just going to lump everybody in the same category, all the Midwest guys that showed up, the Chicago, Indiana guys, the Michigan and the Detroit guys. Man, thank you guys for showing support. I want to thank all the guys that came from the South. Namely, I got to name these, the guys from Texas. I got to take my hat off to the guys from Texas, man. I got to say it on this show. I said it on a couple other shows, but I didn't get a chance to go over there and shake their hand and tell them I was, you know, really happy that they showed up. When I get a chance to talk to them one-on-one, I will explain the band's part, the wristband part to them. I really thank them guys for, you know, showing up, giving action, and coming up here with some hell of a cause. And that was the Duke Boys and C-Town. Really, really thank them guys for coming up here, man, thinking of Grudge Inc. and myself for that race, man. I do want to let you guys know, man, running a show ain't no joke. Trying to put on the race, it's hard work, dude. It's really, really hard work. You want everything to go right, and you're trying to run things in order. You have things in your mind. You wrote things down how you want it to go, and I guarantee you, man, it don't go as planned. I mean, it don't go as planned. You want to appease everybody. You want to take care of everybody, and man, you can't. It's impossible, man. It's, you know, you want to give everybody their time, and you know, trying to make sure that the people up front they're doing what they're supposed to do. Make sure that the track doing what they're supposed to do, make sure the people that's cooking doing what they're supposed to do, make sure they're running the lines correctly, trying to put on different type of races. And then top it all off, you got your own race car there, man. It's a lot of work, man. It's a time, you know, who has a race car that goes up and does a shakedown and don't even see his car make a shakedown? It was a time when Kurgan took the car up, and I think he made two shakedowns, and I didn't even see my car go down the track. I was doing something else. So, because you know, when it's your car, you look at the little small things that may not be right. You know, you may see a wheel wobble, you may see it spin, you may see it go a little bit to the left. You know, because this is what you don't nobody look at your car like you look at it. So, we're saying that, you know, I just thank everybody for coming out. Okay, this weekend over in Maryland, Grudge Inc. is having a race with Larry T. and Monster at an MRI. If you can, man, make it over there. Show support to them East Coast boys. Big Drag is having a race in Byron on the 3rd and 4th. If you're here in this area or if you're traveling up over in Rockford, go over there and show your support. Kids is going back to school. Get your kids registered. Get your kids shots, because that's more important than any type of drag racing. If our kids, they are seed. I look forward to my son going to second grade. I'm ecstatic about him going to school down in Georgia. We about to hit this road real soon. I am really happy, proud that my son is going to the second grade. There has been some changes in Grudge Inc. over the weekend. I want to announce that Donye Faye DeBlack, y'all know who Donye is. Donye is the new governor for Illinois. Donye is the new governor for Illinois. And that right there deserves an applause. So let's see if we can get Donye applause here. Donye is the new governor. Okay. Donye is the new governor for Illinois. Of course, it has been said that I'm moving down south to Georgia, and I didn't think that I could effectively run Illinois being governor in Georgia. So we talked, me, Jay, talked about who would be a good governor to take care of the people in drag racing. And people may think this is some funny stuff, governors, directors, all that old stuff. Man, we take Grudge Inc. very seriously. We're trying to run Grudge Inc. as a business. And in any type of business, you need structure. So we thought about who would be well-respected in the game and who will represent not only Grudge Racing, but Grudge Inc. in a manageable way. And we came up with a few names, but the Israelites looked for a king and Saul was head shoulders above any other person they can choose as king, we felt that Donye was head and shoulders above anybody that we thought of, that we could think. So we chose Donye. I don't think anybody could. You know how you go. You can get some people to disagree, but that's just like Obama. You got people that disagree with him being a president, but he's still president. And that's not. And I'm not saying that to be sarcastic. I'm not saying that to be a matter of fact. But we believe. We called around. We talked to different people that was in Grudge Inc. what they thought about Donye being the new governor of Illinois. And we never heard anything negative. So I take my hat off. And you may some may have thought that Donye was deserving even before me, and that could be true. But when I became governor of Illinois, It was not something that I asked to be. I was chosen. And sometimes when you're chosen, and I will be honest with you, at the time I was chosen, I was hot. I was a new hot name. So the history of drag racing wasn't there for me, but at that time they chose me. My name was hot. So, you know, blame it on the popularity. So I thank Jay and Grudge Inc. for giving me an opportunity to be governor. And hopefully I did a good job. And I know Donye going to carry on the name of Illinois governor. And Illinois governor is an important position because he's right in the middle of everything. And one thing about Donye travels. You know, Donye travels. And I'm going to tell you this. Once you become a governor of Grudge Inc., you're going to be known across the United States. That plain and simple. Because your name and what you do will be highlighted. And you will be on talk shows. You will be going to different states. And you'll be on the YouTube. And you know, I'm telling you, man, it's a man's ego. I go to Georgia. I go to South Carolina. And I don't know some people from Adam, and they say, "Hey, Biz, what's going on, Biz? I seen that." And man, I'm telling you, man, it's a very humbling experience. It's a very humbling and joyous at the same time because you know you're just an ordinary man. You're just an ordinary guy, man, that just like drag racing. And for people in South Carolina, people in North Carolina, people in Georgia, just to come up and say, and you don't even know them, "Hey, Biz, man, I'm telling you, boy, I tell you, it feel good." And good thing about Donye made his name before being governor. So it's only gonna help him, you know. And it's a good thing, man. What we're trying to do with Grudge Inc., we got something that's coming up at the end of September that's in the talks. That's really going to really help Grudge Inc. grow as even, you know, bigger than what we are. We're going to be right in mainstream and that's a good thing. So man, like I said, we're going to make this thing short again this weekend. Head over to MRI, Buzz Creek, Maryland. Grudge Inc. is, collaborating with Larry T and Monster over there, with a race in Maryland, and also Big Drag is having a race up in Byron. But, you know, like I said, what's really exciting to me is my kids my daughter is going to daycare, which is pre-K, and my son is going to the second grade, and they're going to a different environment, a different school system. And I'm very, very excited about that, man, when you get to see your seed grow and flourish and learn new things and in different parts of the country. So I ask for y'all prayers as I go on the highways this evening, headed to GA, to the south. So man, I'm excited about what's to come with this Grudge Racing thing for myself, for my family, and when I mean family, I mean my Grudge Inc. family. We planning on taking this thing to another level. So I'm doing the show in the van on my phone. So I'm gonna see if we got some hands up, and then we're gonna carry this on. Wait, Rick, why didn't you send me a damn message or text message? Hey, if you're in the Memphis area this Sunday. And I just seen his name and made me think about it. This Sunday, over at Holly Springs, Mississippi, with the 901 Bad Boys is throwing a race over at Holly Springs this Sunday, August 4th. It's throwing a race over there at Holly Springs. If y'all in the area, go support. If y'all want to go see some fast cars and some record breaking times. You probably won't see it because the clock's going to be off. It's Grudge Racing. So go over there and support Wit over there in Holly Springs. Hey, I do want to say this. Grudge Inc. Photographer Brady, him and Jay collaborated together and made a new video with Cold Killer. And I'm gonna be honest with you, for the board over on the East Coast, they are really, really giving Brady his due. Brady earlier this year did a video with us flying over to Dubai, you know, with me, Big Clog, DJ Grant, and Jay, and it was nothing but criticism. it was a hell of a video, but it was nothing but criticism. But he did one with Cold Killer, and if y'all haven't seen it, man, go to YouTube, type in Grudge Inc. TV, and you will see. And this is what the people that's against Grudge Inc. And when I say against them, you know, good clean rivalry against Grudge Inc. is saying this is the best video thus far this year. So y'all go over it, and if you see it, you'll understand what I'm talking about. It's a hell of a video Brady and Jay made highlighting Cold Killer. And what Cold Killer, and one thing we cannot disagree with, Cold Killer has came on the scene this year. He had the car last year, couldn't get it right, but now the car's right. He has came on the scene, and he has made such uproar about cars on 29s and G-bodies that will put you in the same mind as when the Gangsta Boo collaborated with the East Coast and came out with. It's that type of buzz. You got big conversations about, is he the baddest on 29s? Is he the baddest ever? Then you got people saying that he hasn't beat nobody. They made the trip, and I have to disagree. Two of his cars, the cars made the trip. Two of the cars didn't make the trip. When he ran the white boys in the shootout, those two cars made the trip. And the white boys left first, and he drove around them, and they both made the trip. When they was in Martin, Michigan, at Lil Tony's race, the Gangsta Boo, I haven't seen a car leave like that before or after. Totaled the wheels for about 60 to 80 feet, and both of them made the trip. And he beat him. Now, when he ran Tony Wright looked like he made the trip, but they said I wasn't there. They said like he blew the tires off, but it looked like he made the trip, but he blew the tires off. I was there when he raced King Kong, and I know King Kong didn't make the trip. So they are correct. King Kong blew the tires off bad, you know, but they Witt and them want to race him again. They want to lock him in on a neutral track. With Candy Cane, and we're going to see if we can make that happen. Big Danny had a car last night. Some boys called in with a G-body, and there was a big uproar about you know, if the car was a class car, not a class car. Now, I'm going to address that real quick. Class car, not a class car. When you grudge racing, you do not want to run a class car for the simple fact if you hustle in your car, you don't want to run a class car, because if that class car just say runs five ovals and you have to beat them, they're going to say you run at least 490s or five ovals or whatever. They're going to pretty much get a time. But on the flip side of that, is if you don't run class cars, don't run no class cars. You know, don't run none. Now, everybody know, you know, low turns on the clock sometime, but they want to run low. You know, they want to run low. So my thing is, if you don't run class cars, don't run no class cars. Don't pick and choose. If they turn on their clocks, you run them, because you know what they run, you can beat them. My thing is, and you know, that's just how I feel. If you're not gonna run class cars, don't run none. Because if I see a car constantly running a 5:20, 5:20, 5:20. Hey, he might take a little weight out, but he ain't gonna go that much faster. And I know I'm running. I know I'm running at 80. So I don't give him how much weight he take out. He ain't gonna pick up no damn 4/10. So you know. But if I know this car, a class car, he running 80s, 80s, 80, 80, running like I run, and he could take some weight out. You know, I say, man, I ain't running that class car. No, I'm not gonna run that 20 car, and I'm not gonna run that 80 car. I'm not gonna run no class cars, period, because that's because I hustle my car. All right, I'm done. Let me get some of these fans on because I gotta go get the kids and I gotta get on this highway. First up is 478-8870.
Hey, Biz, how you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good, brother. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Hey, I'm with Coop Performance. I heard we did pretty good up there up north.
Y'all didn't do good. Y'all did excellent.
Okay, okay.
Okay, let me tell you what happened.
Yeah.
Scott came up here with his purple car.
Right.
And he ran two big blocks with F3s.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He might not have known what he ran, but he ran two Mustangs. One was Lucas. Big block with an F3, and he ran Mattia. And Lucas been whooping everybody up here this year. Lucas been whooping everybody. The only race he really lost was because he had a turbo car, and he got timed out on the fight. You know, some people said he tried to burn the turbo car down. You know, he said he didn't, but, you know, pro charger car, get on up in there. But that's neither here nor there. Lucas been whooping everybody, and Scott beat him. Then he ran another one, big block with F3, and Scott turned on that W. So Scott came up and he took care of his business with a plain Jane Mustang. So
yeah, okay. My next question. Hey man, where you moving to, Georgia? Glad to have you in Georgia.
Macon. I'm moving in Macon.
Oh man, you be 40 miles from me then.
Where you at?
I live in Reynolds. I live out on.
Okay. You by that track. You by that other track down there.
Yeah, Silver Dollar. Yeah, I used to work
there.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You out there with by Dirty Red.
Yeah, we out there by Dirty Red. Yeah, we by Dirty Red.
Yeah, I know a little something already, man. Just a little something.
Yeah, you moving out by the lake?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, my brother-in-law just moved out of the way. He just coming from Virginia. He just bought a house out there by the lake.
Oh, okay.
I mean,
I'm looking forward to it. Yeah, man, one thing about it, if I go down there and if it's too hot or if I feel too stuffy, I'm not running from nothing up here. I don't own nobody up here, so I can come back.
Your son gonna be a West Side Seminole?
I don't know, man. I don't know. I know one thing I want to do. I want to get him into football because I did some research over there. Warner Robins, man, they do some damn good. One thing about Georgia, Florida, Alabama, they can play football all year round. See, that's something we can't do up here.
We got Fort Valley, which is Peach County. We got North Side. We got Water Rod and Demons, and also we got West Side.
It's a lot of NFL players that come out of Florida, Georgia, Alabama,
right,
and Texas. Yeah, a lot of the football. And I'm not saying I want my son to go to NFL. I want my son to, if he's good, he can get a scholarship and get an education and let the sport pay for his education. For the ratio of people going to the NFL is crazy. But I want the education, and it ain't nothing wrong with if your academics, your athleticism to pay for your academics. So that's a good thing. But yeah, man, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I got a niece just left Virginia. She got a full ride over to Auburn soccer.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Pretty happy about that.
Oh, yeah.
She ain't but an hour and a half away from me, so, I can ride there. First in them 12 hours.
I know that's right, Doc.
That's all I say, man. Glad to see you coming down south.
All right. Well, I definitely see you soon.
You just got to deal with these naps.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, Doctor. I'm going to leave your mic open. All right,
yeah.
Next caller is 708-3648.
Yeah, just listening.
Okay. You know what? So I'm going to open Danny's mic next. Hold on. But I do got to say, I got to thank Willie Dahl for coming up, doing the announcing. Me and him did a grudge race at the beginning of the event. He blew the tires off. I was in and out the gas, and I took the win. And then later on that night, I raced some boys out of Michigan named Kip and Chad, and I lost. But the thing is, my tuner driver was kind of upset with me because I put him in a bad situation. I didn't tell him that we were racing until he was already strapped in the car and next in lane. So, we ran for $500. And that's why I told him, I said, if it was a big money race, it's a certain tune you want to put in the car. You want to get your mind right or whatever. But, like I said, I want to do that for the fans. We were up next to run in the staging lanes, and it was for $500, So I just won $500 from Willie Dog. So, I said, man, shoot, why not go down there together and try to win another $500? But, unfortunately, I lost, but it's a good thing. Let me open up Danny, Mike. Danny, 630-1551. Gozillionaire.
What's going on, Biz?
Oh, man, ain't nothing, man. About to start this van up and go get these kids so I can get on this road.
Yeah, I see you got a short show today, huh?
Yeah, I'm going to do a short one, man. I'm going to, because once I get these kids, y'all ain't going to be able to hear me. So, I want the kids to talk as much as they want, because the only reason I'm leaving so late is when I get on that highway, they can sleep as I drive, because it's a 12 or 13-hour drive, from where I stay at here in Illinois to get down to Macon. So, I'd rather them sleep than talk me to death. So.
Hey, what happened to
901
Boys and Butt Naked? Who won out of that?
Butt Naked didn't even make the trip up here. But I do got to say this. I don't think nobody had more fun in Chicago than Butt Naked.
Yeah.
Butt Naked flew in. And he stayed downtown. I said, Butt Naked, why are you staying downtown? He said, Biz, I ain't never been downtown. I said, Butt Naked, you paying three times as much downtown as you would pay in these outskirts. He said, Biz, I don't care. I told him all the good restaurants to hit. He ate good. And I'll tell you, he lived good now. You right down in action downtown. I mean, you down there with old money, new money, and a whole lot of money. So, but nigga had a good time, man. Good time.
That's good.
What's up, Gozillion now? Danny. All right, y'all bear with me, man. I'm driving. I got to go to the next person, and I got to get it off my iPhone. Hold on one second. I don't got an iPhone no more. That's just the 3GS or whatever this thing is. Kimo!
What's up?
What's going on, Kimo?
I ain't going to give you no hell, because you're going to pick up the kids.
Yeah, I'm sure on my way to go get them, Kimo. Hey, Kimo. I'm done with the arguing. I'm exhausted, bro. I don't feel like arguing on them boards. I don't feel like arguing on these shows. Dude, I'm going to be honest with you. This race took a lot out of me because I kind of offended some people, and I didn't try to offend people. I only did what I know,
And basically what I know is what I did last year. And I just tried to, you know, sometimes people say, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And I felt that we had a hell of a show last year. So I did what I did last year. Man, I got criticized. I got talked about. I got alienated. And, dude, you talking about. And I ain't no type of dude that's sensitive or nothing like that. No, you know, I could take constructive criticism. You know, anytime you're a bit, you know, you have your own business and, you know, you got people work for you at one point in time in your life. You know, you take constructive criticism, but this year, man, I'm exhausted. So you could buy me for $1 right now, Kubo.
Doing anything you do,
you're
going to be exhausted. I'm the same way. I went Las Vegas with some 12U. We played, we lost, we won. And you get exhausted with anything you do. If it's successful, you're going to get exhausted. If it's successful, you're not going to get exhausted. So, no matter what.
How did y'all do out there?
We were one game away from going to the finals. Mike Bibby's team wound up winning it all. We lost.
What age group was that?
California team.
12 years old? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, next year you get to see the Giants. Well, I've seen all the teams, a lot of teams down there. And, man, they got some Giants out of Indiana. I don't know if them boys go to school at 6 years old. But they start school at 6, so, you know, by the time they get 12, 13, they 14, 15, so they giants, man. But I had
it's a unbelievable, man.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable, the skill set. It's unbelievable, the skill set that these kids have. They weren't doing that when I grew up, man, when I was growing up. The kids wasn't this tall. They weren't this skillful. You know, it's unbelievable what these kids are doing at these young ages now.
Man, they didn't have all that steroid in them chickens. Neither be.
You get to see a lot of the coaches. I mean, the coaches you see on TV. I'm talking about my son took a picture with the North Carolina coach. You get to see all of the scouts down there, man. So you know what they're looking for, and it's a business.
Yeah.
The only thing I hate about it, they treat our kids at 13, they starting to treat them, it's a business, you know what I'm saying? They treat them like that's money. If you got to, it's just they making money off other kids. So, but it is what it is.
AAU has really destroyed the culture of playground basketball, has destroyed the fun out of basketball. It has, like you said, has become a big business. These kids are being exploited at 12, 13, 14 years old. They're offering a 13-year-old, 14-year-old a college scholarship before they even reach a 7th or 8th grader before they even reach high school. They're telling them, you could come to the University of Alabama and play football. You could come to the University of
Basketball.
Yeah, football and basketball, yeah. And you could come to the University of California, Southern California, to come play for me. And they don't even have a chance to be a kid, man. But at the same time, they don't have a chance to be a kid. But at the same time, it gives them hope that they can get out of the ghetto. So,
but you know what, too, Biz? You know what, too? We as parents, we lose focus on how old they are, like especially if you coach. I had to sit back on that plane and really think about it. Like, damn, my son, he still is a kid, you know, because sometimes he don't want to watch different shows when I'm around. And I had to explain to him, look, man, you can go watch, you know, he liked when Hannah Montana was coming on. He wouldn't want to watch Hannah Montana, but I told him, look, regardless of this basketball, you're still a kid. You can watch that.
Yeah.
You don't have to watch ESPN all the time.
Yeah.
So,
that's good, man. You know, that's good. That's good. Yeah, that's good, man. All right, well, shoot. Let me go to the next caller, see who's up. All right, it's Leon. Larry, I guess. I'm gonna open up Leon. Larry, you next. Leon, your mic is open, Leon. Leon.
What's up, man?
What's up, baby?
Not a whole lot. Just listening in, man. That's all.
Okay. Let me go ahead and open up Larry.
So, B, are we going to have another show?
What's going on?
Larry? What's happening, Larry?
Hey, man, how everybody doing? How you doing, Biz?
I'm doing good, man. On my way to get these kids.
Yeah.
Hey, Biz, would it be okay if I made an announcement on your show?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, this weekend, we got Big Drag up here in the Midwest. He's having Big Drag Day weekend up here at Byron Dragway in Rockford, Illinois. And I want to let all the people know, for the ones that's able to come, we like to see y'all faces. And the ones that's not able to come, we understand that y'all have other obligations and different things to do, but this is going to be one hell of an event. I can't hear, man.
Oh, you might have got on late. I done mentioned Drag Race twice already, so, you know.
I was just trying to let the people know that we had something going on up here in the Midwest. It's going to be a great, great show,
oh, yeah.
Man.
No doubt.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's all that I wanted to come in and serve and do my time like I always do, you know, and just keep it moving, man.
That.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Yeah. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
One thing you know about me, Biz, I'm going to support, Biz. I don't know nothing else to do. I'm going to support you. I support everybody. You know, and that's one thing I'm going to
do. That's what it's all about.
That's right.
So
I'm not going to mute, but I just wanted to make that little announcement, and I'm going to do like the little kids do. I'm going to jump in and I'm going to jump out.
Well, your mic's still gonna be open. I'm not gonna close your mic. But the brother just asked me, I'm still gonna do the show. Oh yeah, I'm still gonna do Thursday nights. But Donye will be a more vocal point of reference for the Illinois. And by all means, if he wants to take over the Thursday night show, hey, that's cool. That's cool because this show is about. Chicagoland area, surrounding area, and it's about growth, man. It's about growth. We want Grudge Inc. to grow. It's not a one individual, you know. It's just like your body, you know. People say Jay is Grudge Inc. Jay Barnes is not Grudge Inc. We all a part of Grudge Inc. Jay is only the head, and some of us are the arm, some of us are the leg. Some of us are the stomach, you know, and the body can't function properly or wholly without every body part. So we are here to assist, and we want growth. We have a new governor in the state of Wisconsin, Carlos. We got a new governor in the state of Iowa. I don't have his name right now. But we have a new, and we're working on Ohio. So, man, we're trying to grow this thing in Grudge Inc. Let me open up a few mics because I'm almost where these kids at. And after that, it's a done deal. All right. 773-9705.
Hey, what's up, Bill? What's Sham? What's going on?
What's up, Sham?
Not much, brother.
What's going on?
Not much. I'm working. I'm just listening in.
Okay. All right. Let me close your mic. Right, put your phone on me, Sean. I want to close your mic. Put your phone on me. All right.
Okay.
Hey, I want y'all guys. To, huh? Hold on 1 second. Let me make this. Hey, Sean. Put your phone on me, Sean. All right, Sean is a homeboy out of Chicago, man. He's throwing probably the biggest race. Street race in this part of the Midwest in probably the last 10, 15 years. September 8th at US 41 No Limit Dragway. As we get closer, we're going to build it up, but just so you guys know that he's given a
all-out street brawl. He's bringing it back old school at US 41 No Limit Dragway. So September 8th, set your calendar, set your clocks, and come out and support the brother. But go ahead, bro. What was you going to say?
Hey, you gonna have a show in Georgia?
Not right now. Me and Mandrell gonna do something next week. But as me just coming down and trying to throw shows, I don't think that's a good thing to do, because y'all got so many people down there right now. I'm gonna come down there and try to assist on some things, but just throw me a show by myself, nah. I know where my roots are. My roots here in Midwest. That's an annual race that I'm gonna do at 41, and anything else would be probably collaborating with somebody else. But
I'm talking about just a talk show. Are you still gonna do talk?
No, I thought you were talking about a show. I don't know. You know what? I'm a lean to see how Jay want to do that. You know, because I'm gonna be honest with you, bro. I don't want to just come down and, you know. You got so many people that's worthy of doing a show in Georgia, and for me just to come down and say, I'm in Georgia now, let me throw a show. No, I don't think I'm going to do that, because I think I'll create more enemies than I will allies. So, no, I don't think I'm going to do that one. And I'm not coming down there, to be no governor of Georgia. We got a whole lot of people that's more qualified than me to be the governor of Georgia. So let me get that. Let me dispel that rumor if it ever starts up. I'm not coming down there to be the governor of Georgia.
That's gonna be my next segment. Now you already clear, man.
No. All right, I'm about 5 houses from these kids. Let me open up some more mics. Hold on. DD, your mic is open.
Hey, what up, Ben?
What's
going on?
One
quick question. Do you make you a northern there or southern?
I am. I'm not in the middle. Because the Bible says you better be hot or cold. Don't be lukewarm. I'm not going to be in the middle.
Don't answer that question.
Hey, man, listen here, man. I'm gonna answer that. I am always gonna be a Chi-Town killer. Always.
Okay.
I shouldn't use this analogy, but I got to. There's no way I don't believe. Okay, only ones in Chicago will know what I'm talking about. I am never gonna be accused of flipping. I am not a flipper. If I'm riding one way, I'm always going to ride that way. Now, when someone asks me, now I'm going to be honest with you. If I go to a race and somebody from the north race the south, just because I bet on the south don't mean I'm for the south. Nah, do you understand that? Because I'm not mad with money. I'm not mad with money. I don't believe everybody when Coop ran Lucas last week at the race. Lucas had problems getting down the track. I know Scott Carr. I seen Scott Carr. I know it intimately. I bet my money on Scott, and I won. Now, just because I'm from Chicago or Illinois, was I supposed to bet with Matthew? Hell no, because I ain't mad with money. So I bet it was Scott, and I won.
Right.
I didn't know if I just thought I would ask the question.
I'm from the north. I just be living in the south. Now, I got to say this. Now, my homeboy Lil said on Kill, if he raised somebody that he raised Chemo, and I feel Chemo car faster, I'm not going to bet with Chemo. I just won't bet at all. Because me and Lil Ron is intimate. Me and him intimate. That's my man. He said on Kill. Now, it's a difference between him racing Chemo and I feel Chemo kind of faster. I'm not mad with money. I'm just not going to give Ron $500 to bet just because that's my homeboy. I'm going to say, nah, I'm going to stay out of that one. You know, but.
You just don't miss that one.
Yeah.
Hey,
Ben,
I got a question.
Hello? Yeah, go ahead, Kimo.
I'll sell him a favor.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead, Kimo.
Ben, you still going to remain set on kill, or how is that
going to
play out?
Am I still going to remain set on kill? I never left set on kill.
Still going to support the set on kill?
Okay. Yeah. Why wouldn't I?
I'm just asking.
No, hell no, man. When I went down there and ran butt naked and Big Wayne and Jimbo, I was set on kill.
So that'll be your southern chapter.
Yeah, you can even say that. Yeah, you can say that. I mean, you gotta realize, Kimo. The guys that I fool with and set on kill, we were friends and we were close before there was ever thought of set on kill. Those are truly lifelong friends. So and some people think that when you join Grudge Inc., you lose your identity. You know, just because Donye is governor for Illinois, he still fade to black. He's still Chicago's most wanted. That don't change. He ain't lead him. Okay, if Meatball joined Grudge Inc., he's still ride or die. He just support.
You gonna
right.
still support the name? Hell yeah. Okay,
you know what happened? They looked at my car. They see my set on kill sticker was missing. So they thought that I left set on kill. So let me explain what happened. When we was in Memphis, when Grudge Inc. Was in Memphis and we had a race, the guy that lines Bob Kurgan up, he has a routine. And a lot of people do this. After he lines them up, he go look at them in the windshield, and he hit the windshield like 3 times, like, you know, like, let's go, you know. That's his routine. And he did that in Memphis and cracked my windshield. So I had to change my windshield, and I got to get another sticker, man. He cracked my windshield. And it was crazy. People started calling me because they see me at the track shaking down without the set on kill sticker. Man, Beers ain't part of set on kill no more. Beers ain't this. I'm like, oh, man.
Crazy? I didn't even know you had took this sticker wasn't on there. So I just was asking because I know that Georgia is just so far away. I don't know if people know. But to get on that highway and travel like that with a trailer behind you, you know, it might be 10 hours for us to get there in a car. When you're on that highway with a trailer, shit, it's gonna slow you down. You probably take 11, 12 hours. So
that's why you gotta take your hat off to Type Man, Chris Tootin, and Prime Time. All those guys, they hit that highway.
Oh yeah, they run that. There's a lot of guys get on here and talk that stuff, but
yeah,
you know, that highway is a monster.
And let me give you an example. I mean, not an example, but some advice. When you guys travel with them trailers, don't count miles, count states. Knock them states down. Like when I'm going to Georgia tonight, I got to knock down Indiana. Once I'm out of Indiana, I got to knock down Kentucky. When I knock down Kentucky, I got to knock down Tennessee. And once I knock down Tennessee, I'm in Georgia. Then you can start knocking down them miles. But don't start off knocking down them miles. Knock down them states, you know. Like when I go to Mississippi, when I go down to Mississippi, join them. Knock down Illinois. Once I knock them down, then I knock down Missouri. Then once I knock down Missouri, I knock down Arkansas. When I knock down Arkansas, I knock down Tennessee. And then once I get into Memphis, basically I'm in Mississippi. So then you just then from there, you knock down the miles. Yo.
Hey, I got a question to ask. It's Leon.
Huh?
You hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Who is the baddest travel ground on 29, 10 size, man? That's what I like to hear.
Well, they made a video. Hold on, let me I see somebody just hit their hand up. Hold on. Let me open up this mic. All right. Right now, I got to say the baddest man on 29W's. I got to say, it's the great white. It's Cold Killer, Chris Tootin, Tight with the Regal. They the baddest man right now on 29.
Okay.
Now you know I ain't gonna let you do that. You did not put a little Tony name in there now.
Oh. Disclaimer. Hey, Kimo, you can buy me for $1. I do not want to argue. Let me change it. Cold Killer slash Lil Tony, Type Man, and Chris Tootin. They the baddest on 29 10-5 W's. I'm going to the South now, so I got to talk about the South. They the baddest in the world right now on G-Body. You know what? I didn't even say G-Body. But I got to say this. They have yet to run a few cars. So they have yet to run Donye. They have yet to run Lethal Weapon. And they have yet to run Candy Cane car. So they have yet to run a couple cars. If they run those three cars and beat those three cars, they the baddest. Hey, you know what? Hold on, y'all. I gotta say this too. They the baddest on nitrous. Because if you throw those superchargers at them, they gonna want to pick and choose their races. So the baddest nitrous. Mr. B. Joe, your mic open, Joe.
Hey, Biz, what's happening, cat?
I'm chilling.
Hey, I like to say what's up to everybody up north, Chicago, Detroit. What's happening? I just want to give a shout out to the old guys, man. They showed me such a great time up there in the Shy, Leon, Drag, Kid, Big Danny, Ground and Pound, Eastside Stranglers, Big Time Racing up there, man. Listen, they showed me so much love. It was unreal, Biz. And I think, you know, it needs to be recognized, so that's why I'm coming on your show tonight. Giving all those guys big props, giving everybody big props in the Shy and up north. And that goes for you too, Biz. I don't want to leave you out. But my main reason for coming on here is to just, you know, let y'all know something real quick. The original Gangsta Boo and Gangsta Boo 2 is locked in for November the 2nd. No Problem Raceway, New Orleans, Louisiana. I'm sorry, Dunsonville, Louisiana. The original Gangsta Boo and Gangsta Boo 2 is locked in November the 2nd, No Problem Raceway, Dunsonville, Louisiana. I would love to have all y'all support, the ones who can, and I still ain't mad at nobody, the ones who wish me well that can't make it to the show, to support. Love y'all guys, man. And, Biz, I'm going to tell you something else. I got to give you an A for your consulting that you're doing on the show. As a host, you were right. They the baddest motherfuckers right now. Because when we come, we're going to shut this bitch down one more fucking again. I'm out of here.
Oh, hold on, Joe. You can't say that without talking to nobody.
Hey, I don't need to talk no more. I did, listen, nobody believed that we were going to do it when we first did it, when we first came out. If y'all don't believe me now, then y'all just some knuckleheads. And you know one thing about this world, you can't teach. The older a man gets, the more stubborn he is. So I'm not going to even try to tell you no better. You know, just like I told the white man,
know you finna
be running that bitch then.
Biz, you know you finna end this show too motherfucking soon. The boy done started something, man. I know Tight Man and them listening.
I don't give a damn if Tight Man.
I'm not gonna end the show. I just let y'all go ahead and do what y'all do. I just be on mute because I got the kids right now. So y'all go ahead and do what y'all do, man. Y'all got another hour.
No. Hey, Biz, I'm not gonna be on here arguing. I done said what I had to say. I mean what I say. And y'all gonna see. If y'all think we going backwards when we come back out, then y'all dumber than I thought y'all was. Y'all not very wise. I'm gonna leave it like that.
Hey, Kimo, you better leave. Because, you know, Joe got to go to New Orleans because, you know, the New Orleans people are going to be on the down now.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just backing up. I know Tight Man. If I know Tight Man and that Cold Killer, they going to be at his ass. And I hate to see my buddy Joe. Now, that's my buddy, man. I hate to see him get some confrontation with that guy.
Hey, Kimo. You ain't been helping me. So don't start now. Help the motherfucking man.
So you know, now you know, you start some commotion now.
Hey, man, listen. I done already told Titan Killer in my house, but it's only fucking temporary. We coming back home. Remember that.
Hey, Mr. Joe.
Uh-oh.
Hey, I was looking that weekend. I was down in South Georgia Motor Park, and I see live audio. They look pretty damn good too, man.
Who is that? You mean Live Action?
That used to be the old Canine guys. They look damn good.
Well, let me tell you something, man. Everybody is so scared now of getting their ass whooped. Ain't
nobody taking no whooping.
Hello.
Everybody,
everybody's scared to lose, man. I mean, you got
guys doing class racing shit. Hello. Your mic is open. Hold on, Joe. Let me let them know their mic is open. DJ, your mic is open at 706-5923. Your mic is open. I'm going back on mute.
Hey, will you tell, before you leave, Ben, will you tell Stutter not to be damn rude?
That wasn't me, Joe. That's whoever that other guy is. That wasn't me.
Hey,
man, that wasn't me, brother.
Yeah.
Hello. Yes, there you go again. There go the hello, man. I don't know who the hell it is.
Live audio looks damn good down there,
sir. It's live action, brother, live action.
I heard they did, but... You know, there's so much bullshit finna happen in the game. You got the people that want to run 315. They're going to try to get you to certain tracks. What happened to putting on a 29W slick and getting down? What happened to that? Are we turning garage racing into class racing? Are we? I think that's a good question. All grudge races ran 29Ws.
Everybody want to run at their best, I guess.
Okay, but what if you ain't got your car set up for no 315? Then you got all the right to duck them and try to keep them.
Hello.
You got to keep them.
Hello. This Biz. How you doing, brother? Who's hello?
Hey, hello. How you doing? I just want to talk to the host.
Okay, this is me. Go ahead.
Hey, how are you? I'm on Michael Jackson impersonator from Columbus, Georgia, and I just logged on to this thing, and I just applied to it, so I have my own radio show here now. So what kind of advice can you give me for a new starter?
This advice I can give, show up at 1 o'clock in the morning at 460 Woodland Drive, Jeffersonville, Georgia. bring me about 10,000. That's making National Dragway. And just show up by 1 o'clock in the morning. That's the advice I give you.
Because, see, I work with Columbus. Are you in Columbus or are you somewhere else?
I'm in Macon, Georgia.
Okay, you in Georgia. Okay. Well,
Hold on. I'm going to mute your mic for 1 second because they were talking about something very important. Hold on, brother. Hold on.
Sir.
All right, go ahead, Joe. Go ahead.
All right, my question to the grudge racers are, what is this game turning into? Is it fair for me not to go to a drag race and friendly to race you? Because I don't run 315s, I have 29Ws. But it is not fair for me not to go to that track. Well, you ain't paying attention, Kenny. Kenny, you gotta pay attention.
Let me
me say this. If I got a fast car and I want to go to Holly Springs, I want to put drag racers on.
Okay.
Am I right?
You're right.
But if I got 29 W's, I'm not going to run you in Holly Springs. So is that me being wrong?
No. Nope. That's you doing what you want with your car.
That's all I'm saying. That's simply what I'm saying, Kenny.
Okay, let me say that then. What did this man Ryu, what you got on at your track? And he said, well, if you come to my track, I want to run what I run.
You know what I'm going to do? See,
what?
I'm a real gangster. I'm going to set up a date, and I'm going to make sure that I got me some motherfucking time on that drag rail, and I'm going to come down and blow his ass out.
That's what you said.
But did you notice what I said? I said I'm gonna take my time and set up a date and get me some time on that drag rail and perfect that thing and come down and blow his ass out.
Okay.
All right.
So that was Hold on, Kenny.
In other words, I'm not going to come when he want me to come now. I'm going to come when I'm ready.
Yeah, you're not supposed to.
I'm in the book. Let me tell you something, man. When you see that gangster boo come out, whoever we race, you might as well tell him to give you your goddamn money right now. Remember that.
You heard them folks on TV say, we shall see. That's it.
Hey, it remains to be seen. You know, brother. Hey, man. One thing's been known about me. I'll say anything. You ain't got to believe me. But
Joe,
I want it.
But Joe, you know, I hope y'all do get back where y'all were. Matter of fact, I hope y'all get
back.
Hold on, Kenny.
Don't be cursing me with no shit like that. Talking about we get back where we were. If we get to where we were, I'm going to burn the motherfucker up. My brother's just going to have to kill me.
Hey, we're going to be way faster than what we were.
Joe, hey, man, hey. I honestly believe if the gangster who had done that happened to the gangster who would still be down there. He'll have some competition. He'll have a little competition right now, but I still think he'll be holding his own right now if the old gangster boo was here. I just say that. Man, I'm trying to get a cat props, DJ. That was bad, man. Did he pay you to say that, DJ? No, he didn't. I look at a lot of cars. I study a lot of cars. I look at these cars. I know what they do. And don't get me wrong. That's why I said I believe that he would probably still be right where he was or be right. I mean, he'll definitely
be. I ain't talking no shit. That gangsta boo boy, I have not yet seen.
I have yet
to see a car go that fast, look that fast to me. Now, I haven't seen Cole killing. I've been at the track, but I haven't seen killing them really pass. I don't really know how that looks.
Yeah.
But Killer look real good.
I haven't seen it in person either. I have not seen the car go in person either.
Listen, I understand why y'all talking about me. You know, I said it myself. It is a what have you done for me lately world, and the game ain't did a goddamn thing, so I understand how this game goes. But I'm telling y'all, if I tell you, when I go to knocking these motherfuckers outside their head and I say, I don't want to talk today, you can't talk to me for an hour, just understand that I'm back, all right?
But Joe, you got to show him proof, goddammit.
Hey, motherfucker can't talk to Joe right now.
Hey, man, let me tell you something. You know why? You know why I'm like this? Because I know the goddamn groundwork that we've been putting in to come dominate this motherfucker.
You know what,
Joe? You know what I'm saying?
You know what, Joe? I want to be the first to walk over there and shake your hand and tell you back.
You be there November 2nd. When we run over Tony Bynes and put them train links on, you're going to know what time it is.
So wait a minute. You say It's going to be train links and smoke in front of Tony Bynes, huh?
You will see, man. There ain't going to be no race, man.
Man, hey, man, Tony Bynes going crazy.
Goddamn,
man.
Joe.
Hold on, y'all. Don't y'all be giving me no trouble now. That's my buddy. But we got it to him, man. I just don't want to see you looking down with your head shaking, you know. Hey, Kenny, let me tell you something, man. Just like I told everybody when we had the old conference, the only way we lose this motherfucker somehow if we don't make the trip. I said the same thing about the old games to move, and that was the way we lost. We didn't make the trip. If we make the trip every time, ain't nobody in the grudge world on 29W going to fuck with us. Now, remember that. Now, don't come back and say, ah, y'all lost. But don't let me be able to say, but did we make the trip?
What I'm telling y'all,
listen to me good, because a lot of y'all slow. If we make the trip, we going to dominate this motherfucker and shut the whole game down again. Remember that.
But see, Joe, that's all about racing, though, making the damn trip, though, right?
Hey, man, hey, that's why I throw that little stiff in there. Anything can happen in drag racing, Kenny. Goddamn, man.
Yeah, okay.
He thought, you said,
you said,
just that.
You just want to have something to hate about today, don't you? What? You just want to have something to hate about. I've been racing a long goddamn time, man. I know anything happening in drag racing. That's why I say if we make the fucking trip.
I hear you, Joe.
Kenny, you need to go in there and get your goddamn Coca-Cola or something, man.
Now, I ain't going to say that killer is even scared to run the car. No, I ain't going to say that, but the thing is, you know, what we try to keep what we do, you
private.
Know, private. And that, you know, us being grudge racers, this is our thing. And nothing against any class racer, because I like to watch class races and stuff too, but bottom line, class racers show their time and they don't care about selling their time.
But my thing is, who said it was a class car? Nobody said anything. The guy just came on saying he heard that he said he had the fastest Jeep in the world. And he said,
all I'm saying is, I know you didn't say that, but all I'm saying is, you got to be assumed a girl's car. You got to be assumed a class car, because we know, everybody know all the girls' cars.
DJ Green, unless it's a new car. But I'm just saying, do you know what buzz guys you know from the West Coast that have y'all seen? I'm just saying,
But bottom line is, I mean, do we even still know who this person is who was talking?
Hey, DJ.
Yes.
I don't agree with you on the whole you guys or we know every grudge car. We know of the grudge cars. We know of the grudge cars.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
We know of the grudge cars. As long as it can be
verified that it's a grudge car, I don't think
right.
about. I might not know some grudge cars that's up y'all way. Y'all might know some grudge cars that's down my way.
Right.
You know, but obviously, some people, if the car come out, people will be like, that ain't no damn grudge car. Grudge car, you know. That's all I'm saying from that point. I'm not saying I do, but the grudge will come up and step up and say, that ain't no damn grudge car. That is a grudge car.
Right, right.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
Like, if somebody need to see the car or something on YouTube or something,
right.
You know, you just ain't gonna lock up with nobody out of the boom if you don't know them by.
I mean, there's a lot of grudge cars up here that you guys have no idea about, and it's because
exactly.
we don't put them on YouTube, we don't make videos to hype them up, we're up here doing shootouts and doing our thing, you know what I mean, between Illinois, Michigan, and, you know, Indiana, there's a lot of cars up here that grudge that no one knows about.
Well, the bottom line, if it's a grudge car, then it is what it is.
Right.
I'm
going to open up a couple mics, but I'm going to throw a little twist in there too now about this grudge car and class car. Now, my thing, I'm going to throw this in there, and this is not pointed at Cold Killer, but it's just an example. Everybody know every year or twice a year, Big Low go down to SGMP and turn on the clocks. Correct?
Uh-huh.
Am I right or wrong?
Yeah, right.
Am I right or wrong?
True.
Okay.
You're right.
All right. All right. Cold Killer was going to run Big Low. Now, if he's not going to run somebody that's not going to turn the clocks on, why would you run Big Low? Because evidently, what he the clock that he turned on, you ain't scared of it.
Let me say this.
Now Perez come out. He been turning on the clocks. Now he trying to get in grip.
Right.
And he got a list of people trying to run him. So evidently they're not scared of the clock that Perez is turning on. But now you got an unknown car that's supposed to be a grudge car. You don't know his time. Now you don't want to run him. Now, my thing is, if you're not going to run somebody to turn the clock on, you're not going to run nobody that turn the clock on. Don't pick and choose which one you want to run. All right, now I'm going back on mute.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to say what I'm going to say. Now, I was going to say, the Big Low has got to be one of the ones that's almost everybody has accepted as being an exception to the rule. And the bottom line, if the grudge world accepts you in, the grudge world accepts you in. I mean, but you know, Big Low is probably.
Hold on, DJ.
Uh-huh.
King Kong has turned the clocks on. Wit is a grudge racer, but Wit will
uh-huh.
get in a class and turn on a clock.
Okay.
With King Kong.
Save.
So We're authentication picking and choosing.
I said if the grudge world accepts them. You got to understand that. Now, I mean, if the grudge world accepts them, embrace them, and let them come on in, hey, it is what it is. I'm going to say Troy Perez. I mean, I feel like he's probably getting ready to be accepted as being in the grudge world because he's straddling the fence and he's coming over and he started liking it, and hey, it is what it is. But at the same token, it has to be, you see, the grudge world has to embrace that class racism. You see what I'm saying?
Okay, let me open up Meatball Mike.
That's just my perspective on it.
Your mic off, Meatball.
Hey, what's going on, Ben?
Oh man, just holding it in a row, baby. Just holding it in a row.
All right. Before I make time, I wanna wish you the best of luck down there in the South, man.
Appreciate it.
See what you do. You know, don't forget where you came from.
I never that.
That's all I want to do with you. Mission to find, you know, that's the love down there.
Appreciate it, brother.
Let's get on to my trash talk. Biz, man, I heard you got paralyzed, man, down there, man, by crazy legs and them, man.
I'm paralyzed now. Lost, yeah. Yeah,
man,
I won't. I mean, I got a real good excuse, but you know, I look like a real homosexual saying some damn excuse. So you know,
there is no excuses in grudge racing.
There is. Sometimes there is. There's a reason.
I was just going to say, when you do that, you're supposed to keep it to yourself anyway. Shit.
But the excuse, hold on.
That's my opinion. You don't want to tell the guy you had problems, and you can get him to go back. Tell him you had problems, and the race might have been close. He ain't going back.
No, the excuse is not like something was wrong with what I was doing. What happened was my tuner went up just to make a test hit. So when you mess with a fuel injected car, you got certain tools you put in your big stuff. One's a test hit, one's an on kill. You know, it's different tools you put in your car. So when he went up there, the car was just on a test hit pass. So, I hadn't made it down the track all day, so he was trying something. I went up to Kip. I asked Kip, let's run for $500. Kip told me no. It was an oil down. They fixed the track. Boom. Kip called me over. He said, come on, let's run for that $500. I went up to Kirkin. I said, Kirkin, don't get out of it. Because I didn't even tell him it was a grudge race. I said, don't get out of it. Go all the way through. So went up there. They went down through there. Kip turned on the light. So when we came back, Kirkin said, what was that? I said, that was a grudge race. Man, how much? I said, it was only for $500. He said, don't do that. Don't do that again. He said that he thought he won, but the light said differently. I don't care what he thought. If the light turned on that the other person won, the other person won. I don't give a damn what you think.
You say, what's that? You don't give a damn what he thought. That light came on.
Damn right. I don't give a damn what you think. I don't care what you do. You cannot argue the light. I don't give a damn what happened. Yeah. Only time you can argue the light is if they first leave and they halfway down the track, then the light come on. And visually, you really can tell ain't nobody got down there yet. But other than that, if it's a close race, I don't give a damn what you argue. If the light, whatever the light say, win. So the problem was I put him in a situation where he didn't get a chance to put the car where it needed to be to grasp drug race. But believe me, them people, Chip and Chad, can get that race. When we back at the same track or we make preparations to be the same track, they can get that race again. Believe you me, they can get that race again.
Hey, is old this tape, man. Is old Aaron on the phone, Street King?
What's up, Tate?
What up? I'm just sitting back chilling, you know what I'm saying, man. I ain't trying to start no trouble. I ain't looking for nothing, really. But,
I can try to get that man on the phone for you real quick.
Yeah, go ahead and do that. I can't call him.
I like to make my debut on his ass.
Uh-oh. Hey, you coming out the garage or going down on Street King?
I'm coming straight out. I'm going straight to US 131 to Tony Ray and get right locked. I'm locking the motherfucker in before I get there. Yeah.
Wait a minute. On the 31st of August?
This month. This me. Yeah.
Breaking
ain't
this news.
Same?
Breaking news.
Ain't nothing say.
Breaking news. Tony Ray coming straight out.
Him and eight.
Ooh, breaking
news.
Breaking news.
I want to inform them now.
Hey, Tate.
Yeah.
I got Street King on the phone. Street, you on?
Man, what's Street King on, everybody?
What's going on, Street Queen?
Man, what's going down in the Windy City down there, man?
Ain't nothing going on, man. I'm just trying to reach out, touch it, and let you know, man, ahead of time. I plan on being at 131 on the 31st of this month, and I was trying to see if you're going to be there. I would love to engage with you, sir.
I'm coming
right out the box. First day back at the track. I'm coming right out the box. I want to lock in 1 week before we get there. That's all.
That's
I just want to know if you're going to be there.
I'll be there. I'll be looking forward to it.
All right. Sound good. That's real simple. See how easy that going, fellas? This shit real easy. Appreciate that, man.
I bet you can't get Leon to do that.
I ain't got nothing to do with it. I don't have no control over that. I'm just trying to show you how they say grudge racers do. I'm giving you a notice as they do at your job. When you get ready to quit the job, you got to give them a 2 or 3 week notice. I'm giving you a 4 week notice. And the week before, I'm going to lock you in on this show on that the Thursday before that weekend, and we can go ahead and play.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah.
What else going on here, man?
But Leon on the phone, though. Leon, grown man, he on the phone.
He ain't trying to go. Leon, you want to do something? On the 31st, are you going to be there? I guess not.
Leon! He's on here. Shit, I'm on his line.
Man, you know, when I move, he moves, so.
Oh, that's what it is?
Yeah.
What you done did to my buddy? What you saying?
I want that hat he wear. He know what I want.
You want the hat that he wear?
Yeah.
What hat is that he wear, man?
It say Gold Digger Rest in Peace.
Oh, he got a hat that said that?
Yeah, I'm going to show him who rest in peace.
Oh, wow. Why y'all didn't do nothing Saturday?
He didn't want to do nothing.
Did you ever run the hole before I left? Or y'all didn't go.
He ran Puerto Rican Pete, I must say.
Oh yeah? How'd that turn out? I ain't see that.
He didn't win.
Huh?
He went up in the air. He didn't win,
oh,
he went up in the air. Yo.
Oh shit. What's up, baby?
Y'all had to so you coming to play, huh? What's up?
Hello?
Yeah. Hello?
Yeah, you say he went in the air?
Yeah,
Yeah, he went up in the air.
I thought y'all was locked in. How he wound up raising another race first?
Man, I don't know. That's what I thought. But we're working out. We just told him, Byron.
Oh, okay. If are y'all coming
it,
up here
to make Byron or not. Yeah, I'm trying to.
Oh, yeah.
Been out for the last couple weeks, man. Gotta get some work done at the shop.
Oh, I heard that, man. Well, you know, sometimes when you're chasing that money, sometimes you know, it's hard to stay at home. You sound like you're chasing a few guys up here, goddamn. You doing what you do.
Oh, yeah. I like racing, though. I'm trying to make it. I'm there. I want to go to Maryland, but I'd rather go down there. But they about the same both ways, though, I guess.
If you lock them in, next time I get, maybe you got to put a time. Or once y'all locked in, that's I'm.
Well, I was ready.
Y'all
locked
in, y'all just, no, I'm saying, but y'all wasn't locked in. Y'all just said y'all was going to race, so y'all wasn't locked in.
Right.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's understandable. That's understandable. Well, hopefully y'all going to get it on off then.
Oh, yeah.
Hopefully y'all going to get it on off, man. Where's my buddy at, man? Oh, Randy.
He just left. He just pulled off.
Really?
No, wait. He'll be right back. He just ran around the corner somewhere.
All right, man. Tell him I said, what's happening, man? Randy, cool guy, man.
Yeah, he just left. Randy. I'll tell him when he come back.
Yeah, he cool. He cool people, man. He all right with me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
what
I mean, I told him you was down there.
You did?
Uh-huh.
What happened to the rest of the people, man? You got on the phone, they got scared?
Probably so.
Damn. Before they called you, well, it was about a few people on the line. They called those street kids out there. Boys are start done.
Who all going on down there? You know anybody?
What? Byron?
Byron, yeah.
I really ain't been keeping a tune with a lot of people, man, on that tip because I can't really do what I want to do, so I really ain't even been keeping up with it like that, am. I ain't been keeping up with it like that. But I had a good time Saturday, though. I ain't going to tell no lie. I damn it didn't want to go back to that little place.
I know you didn't. It looked like
man,
you did, like, too. I mean, this motherfucker up on the skyline every time he's up here, boy. Every time I come up here.
Yeah, man. That's why I was telling you, man, hurry up. God damn, what you going to do? Y'all going to race shit.
Right, man. I know you did. I was trying.
I'm trying to see as many as I can before I go. Shit. Yeah, sir. Turned out real nice, though, man. Turned out real nice. Well, yeah, I just want to make sure once I'm, one of these people release me on the 22nd, you know.
Oh, you'll be good on the 22nd, or?
I'll be done on the 22nd, but you know, you got to holler at the people, and, you know what I'm saying? Square a few things
right.
Away first. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
Technically, you're not supposed to be going out of town and shit once you know what I'm saying?
Right.
When you're on parole and shit, so. I'm going to holler at my man. I'll let the old parole officer and run my little script to him. Then I can move around.
Hey, I do want to let you guys know If no one, we're looking for some street cops. We got about three or four of them going down to Macon, Georgia, the Mandrill race. If y'all ever heard of Shut Up and Race, they got a north going down there, the racing guys down south with some street cops. Skin is coming. Todd is coming. Ariel is scheduled to come, trying to get Ice Cube to come. So if any other guys and come on down to Macon, August 10th. Hey, man, hit me up. Let me know. We're trying to put some street cars together and run them, set up the race, boys. Swine
that's
flu.
Them, that's, Swine and Story Racing and them type of guys. Yeah, all those guys. Yeah, yeah. It looked like when they're in the burnout box. It looked like they coming out of somebody's garage in the back of the track. Exactly. So if any of you guys got the full interior street cars, man, nitrous cars, man, motor cars, let me know. And we'll try to get y'all some hotel accommodations to get on down there and run these shut up and race boys, man. Because Mandrell puts on. I went over there to Eden in Georgia, and man, God, dog, you talking about women and cars and racing? Them country boys get it on, man. So they're gonna be at Macon this time. But let me know if y'all want to bring them street cars down there. Go ahead, Tate. I'm gonna go back on mute.
All right.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't really know actually who will all make that thing up at Drag Race. Hopefully it'll be a good turnout though, you know. Bobby is definitely a good track, Aaron. Okay. All right, fellas, we're getting some quiet air time, so like we all talked out. If anybody got something to say, hit your one button. Again, we got Big Drags Race, Big Drags Weekend. It's this weekend, August 3rd and 4th, over at Byron, Illinois, which is close to Rockford. Them guys open up that track very early, 9 o'clock. So y'all get there early. I'm sure they got a plan for you guys to do a whole bunch of racing. You got Grudge Inc. You got Grudge Inc. over in Maryland with Larry T and Monster, Cold Killer, the Great White will be there in the house. So I'm sure they're gonna do some things over there in Maryland. Ground and Pound, give me a call after the show. Ground and Pound, give me a call after the show. As for Wit and them down in Memphis. They from Memphis. They the heart of Memphis, but they in Holly Springs, Mississippi. 901 Bad Boys presents some grudge this weekend, August 4th. That is Sunday. So if y'all down in Memphis, go over there and going over there on Bill Street Saturday, and then go over there and do some racing in Holly Springs on Sunday. Next weekend, August 10th, you got them Texas boys. All Road leads to Texas. You got Atomic Dog, Show Enough Racing and Grudge Inc. in Texas. And again, Mandrell is giving a race down in Macon. Hey, if I can get one or two street cars from Detroit to come on down, let me know. We'll get y'all some hotel accommodations. So my number is 708-268-0992. 708-268-0992. We're going to head on out. And same bat time, same bat channel next Thursday with the Thursday show, Grudge Inc. show, hosted by your boy Diaz. Again, highlights. The Gangsta Boo 2 is locked in with the Gangsta Boo 1, November 2nd, and No Problem, I think he said No Problem Dragway down in Louisiana. Donye is the new Illinois governor for Grudge Inc. We have Carlos, the new governor out of Wisconsin, and we have a new governor in Iowa. So this your boy Biz. I'm signing off, and we'll holler at y'all tomorrow. I know y'all going to be on this. Sippy Joe show. So in the meantime, you guys, y'all keep it in the road.
Clock got a show going on tonight.
Huh?
Clock got a show going on tonight.
Yeah. Clock. Mississippi Joe. Mississippi Clock Nightmare. His show should be in 20 minutes. 20 minutes.
Okay.
All right. Again, Ground and Pound. Give me a call after the show. Ground and Pound. Give me a call. $1.
you might as well. Is that the one fighting for your soul? Or your brother's the one that you're running from? But if you got money, forget it, I want some.
B.I.G. Oh, God. Whoa. Okay, ain't nobody f***ing with my click, 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 click. Ain't nobody fresher than my mother. Click, 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 click. As I look around, they don't do it like my click, 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 click. And all these bad, bad men, they want to, they want to. Do whatever I say. My block behind me like I'm coming out the driveway. It's grind day from Friday to next Friday. I've been up straight for...